Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg, that's me, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Good evening, everybody. Peter Greenberg here in New York in my bunker apartment here in Manhattan with my report for Wednesday evening, March 25th. Lots of things going on, as you know, because you've been reading the news, you've been watching the news. Congress is on the verge of passing the legislation they're calling the stimulus. I'll call it a Recovery Act. We'll see how much money really gets out there. But bottom line is, the earliest the checks are going to be arriving, maybe April 6th to individuals. Businesses are another issue. We're going to have to see what happens. Of course, we have to talk about the airline bailout as well. Here's the deal. No matter what happens, about 4.6 million jobs in travel and tourism may disappear in the next 10 days. And worldwide, 75 million jobs are at risk in travel and tourism. That's a serious number. You know, if you take a look at the real numbers, travel and tourism represents one in every 10 jobs, one in every five new jobs. Well, there's no point in talking about new jobs now because of the 4.6 million that may be lost in the next 10 days, there are estimates that like one third of them may not be returning at all. Now, we're talking about businesses as well, and they're part of the congressional deal as well. The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, the travel agents who were working without any revenue stream whatsoever, and the independent contractors who also sell travel, the bus drivers, the tour operators, these guys are hurting big time, and they need help too. Hopefully the SBA will come to their rescue. But let's talk about what's going on in the airline business. You've heard about the possible bailout. I'll get to that. But right now there are rumors that the domestic airlines are going to stop service in this country at any minute. And there are reasons for that. They're parking so many planes right now because they're hemorrhaging so much. Delta has parked so many planes in Atlanta, they actually had to close one of the main runways in Hartsfield just to accommodate all the parked planes. Americans parking their planes in Tulsa near their maintenance facility. But if you look at an airline, an aerial view of that airport, nothing but parked American Airlines planes. But the numbers keep getting worse for domestic travel. Even with the capacity cuts and the parked planes, the load factor just at JFK yesterday for Delta was 31%. Talk about the unintended consequences of social distancing. Well, that's what's going on. They can't sustain those numbers. So they're going to try to get out of it. But for the moment, they're still flying for another reason, and one that you may remember, how the airlines got in the business in the first place back in the 1930s, hauling the U.S. mail. That's right. But here's what's going on. The airlines can't make it hauling the U.S. mail. They still want to be good citizens in that respect, but they're still not going to make any money. So one by one, they're trying to convert to cargo operations. American Airlines actually took one of their passenger planes 2 days ago and converted it to all cargo to haul the mail. And for the first time in 30 years, American flew an all cargo flight. Delta and United may do the same, but that's not going to be the answer. The answer is going to be with what the governor's going to do. And also, can the system support it even with those low numbers? For example, the air traffic control system is being compromised as more and more ATC workers are coming down with tests that are showing them positive for coronavirus. That's resulted in towers shutting down, control towers shutting down. We had a complete ground stop at LaGuardia the other day. 11 other ATC towers have been otherwise impacted as well. So this may also compound the problem and lead to that shutdown. Will the shutdown happen tomorrow? No, they'll probably give it 72 hours. They'll give you a 3-day notice on that. And if it doesn't happen, it's only because the airlines, what, got bailed out. So let's talk about this because it brings up the issue of a double standard here. How can the government bail out the airlines if the airlines aren't bailing out the people who bought their tickets in the first place, right? We're talking about refunds, not vouchers, refunds. Now, some airlines are doing a better job than others. Qantas, for example, will offer you a voucher worth 10% more than what you paid for your ticket, but at the same time, they're holding your money for a year. So is United Airlines. The last time I looked, I'm not the bank loaning the money to the airlines, but if the United States government is, it should come with conditions that they have to give you full refunds, not just now during the crisis, but going forward. It's the only right thing to do. And the other thing is this, as airlines stop flying entirely, as airlines are going to not come back for a while, Ryanair, no flights in April and May. Qantas not flying till the end of May. And many other airlines overseas may not be coming back. We know this. So if you're holding a reservation, think about this. I mentioned this in my last video, but it bears repeating. I'm going to give you the example of Dallas, Texas. For the people who live in the Dallas region, last year, 87% of those who flew American Airlines only flew the airline once. Why? They're not mega frequent flyers. They're not big business travelers. They're leisure travelers who saved up their hard-earned dollars to take that once a year vacation. And they booked it 3 or 4 months in advance. That's how they do it. So you're going to hold their money for a year? No, give them their money back. And for the rest of you, if you're holding a reservation for April, May, or June, you know what? Continue to hold that reservation. Don't just cancel it yet. Why? Because if you go to the airline's websites, it'll show you that your flight in April, May, or June is operating. Most of that's going to be a lie in the next couple of weeks. Just count on that. Look, if we'd had the internet back in 1912, it would show the Titanic still operating on its return trip to England. Let's be real. So wait. Wait as long as you can to cancel and let them cancel first. That way you've got a bigger standing, a better standing, a stronger standing. And again, always contact me, peter@petergreenberg.com. I'll get into it for you. This is important stuff. But remember, the airlines have changed their refund policies about 5 or 6 times over the last 2.5 weeks. There's no reason why they're not going to continue to change it again, especially in light of this bailout and the pressures that come along with it. All right? Now, the other day I asked you to get in touch with me at that email address, peter@petergreenberg.com, and you did. I've got a lot of your emails right here. I'm going to get through some of them now and then come back with a second video a little bit later because we got buried with these emails, and I want to get to as many of them as I can. Here's one from Barbara Frey. Last year, I took three of my four children on a Viking cruise through Germany and France. We all loved it, so we booked a cruise leaving in about 10 days to the Netherlands and Belgium. Needless to say, that cruise has been canceled. This one was for my four children and me, a lot of money. They are offering either a full refund or a credit for 1 1/4 the amount. See, like Qantas is doing. My son, a lawyer, says, take the money. They may go bankrupt. My daughters say, take the deal. If the vouchers are not used for 2 years, we get our money back anyway. Well, in this situation, let's get down to a definition of bankrupt. I do not believe any of the major cruise lines are going to go out of business. I'm not talking about bankrupt. I mean out of business. There's a difference. We all know that, having seen all the bankruptcies with airlines that are still flying today. So my advice to you is, Viking's a strong company. They do a great job. If they're offering you the option to use it within 2 years and giving you an additional credit in addition to that, go for it. All right, that would be my advice, especially since you don't have to go right away. You can take your time and see which ones you want. All right, here's one from Sam Simmons who goes, my buddies and I are booked a trip to Fort Lauderdale and are supposed to fly out of Chicago on Sunday, just a couple of days from now. Our concern is that when we are in Fort Lauderdale, domestic travel will be shut down and we won't be able to get back home. Again, I just mentioned this in my brief. They're always going to give you 3 days notice. They're not going to say it's going to shut down by midnight tomorrow night. So if they announce that, guess what? Come on home, right? But remember, if they're going to do it at all, they're going to do it within the next 3 or 4 days anyway, because they're not going to shut down domestic travel if they're taking the government money, right? They can't have one without the other. And you know what? They're going to take the money. Here's one from Pete, another named Peter, and Peter Sertic in Del Mar, California. Among the other conditions that legislation for airline bailout should consider is a provision that mandates that all tickets for the coronavirus be refundable. I agree with you, but you know what? It's not in the bill. It's not in the current legislation. This is going to have to be done on conversations you have with the res agents at the airline every time any of you call. But be strong about it and never take a no from somebody who's not empowered to give you a yes in the first place. Always ask to speak to a supervisor. And remember my email, peter@petergreenberg.com. Here's one from Karen Bradford. We have $10,000 invested in an upcoming Mediterranean cruise. It's on the new Celebrity Apex. And our cruise hasn't been canceled as yet, and we would definitely want to take the cruise, but not in the next couple of months. So we are weighing our options. Our question is this. In your opinion, is there a chance that this cruise will be declared bankruptcy? No. Celebrity is a very strong company. Its parent company is Royal Caribbean. The Apex is a brand new ship. Everybody wants to be on it. My guess is it's going to sail, maybe not the day you want to go, but that cruise line is not going to go anywhere fast, anywhere soon, okay? Anytime soon. Here's one from Miriam Talley who writes, please warn folks about Airbnb and attempting to cancel reservations. Once again, I know what you're talking about. Remember, Airbnb will always say that they're just the enabler. They're not the actual person who's providing the service. That's like saying Uber has no responsibility. They do. You paid with a credit card, you'll get it back. Remember, if you contracted for a service and you or a good and you didn't receive it and you did it within 60 days, you have rights under the Federal Credit Act. If they're not going to cooperate with you, please send me an email with your name, the full reservation number, the person you talked to on the phone. It's time to have a conversation. And they have first and last names, right, and titles. Let me have all that information and we will follow up for you. But remember, if you paid with a credit card, way before you even email me, get in touch with your credit card company and dispute the charge. All right? Remember, if a country is closed and you can't get there, this is something that you didn't do. And it's something that they should be responsible for because they didn't deliver the good or the service. All right? Here's one from Ed Wright. I love this one. Completely, you know, not part of any of this, but I'm going to read it anyway. I see your picture often in Costco's magazine. Yes, I write a column for Costco every month on travel, and I've been wanting to write you about it. I don't know if you lead trips or just report on them, but the question comes to me, would I like to be on a tour with this person? You appear very serious And I wonder if you would be a fun person to travel with. I'm a great person to travel with, but I got to tell you something, Ed. I don't lead tours. I don't sell travel. I report on travel. So I think you were trying to pay me a compliment. I'll accept it. I'll try to be a little less serious, but right now we're dealing with some serious issues. Thank you for continuing to read the magazine, but I won't be going with you. At least I'll be there in spirit, but I won't be sitting next to you on the bus. Here's one from John Trudeau. We have a trip planned with Kalos Golf. They have not sent any information on how they are dealing with the coronavirus situation. I had to start an inquiry with them after three exchanges. They said that due to our age and one of us having an underlying health condition, we wanted to postpone the final payment to see how the virus played out, or having them postpone the trip until next year. They will not do anything. All right. You also mentioned that you use a Virtuoso travel agent. These guys are great. So continue to use the Virtuoso travel agent. And now, as I've said all along, send me an email to peter@petergreenberg.com with all the details of the name of the company, your reservation number, who you spoke to, the name of the travel agent at Virtuoso, and maybe together we can help you on this. Here's one from Rebecca James, who writes, my elderly parents are in Tucson, Arizona at their second home. We are scheduled to bring them back to Chicago on May 18th. We are really wondering which is safest, bringing them home soon or sort of waiting out the virus to see if it gets better, safer to be in public places in 2 months. My fear is domestic travel bans. We don't want my parents to be stuck in Tucson with no family nearby as the temperatures rise towards summer. Mom is 88 with health issues, and Dad is 90. I can't give you an answer to that, Rebecca. If you're worried about a travel ban, what I've said all along is, as long as the airlines are going to get this bailout money, they're going to continue to fly domestically. So that's not going to be an issue for you. The issue for you is, what you didn't tell me is, where do you live? Do you live in a place that's colder than Tucson, Arizona? Or would it be better for you to go to Tucson, Arizona and be with your parents? That would be a better idea in my book. Either way, social distancing, self-quarantine, especially considering their age and vulnerability. But don't worry about a travel ban. It's not going to happen as long as the airlines accept that bailout money. I guarantee you the government's not going to loan them money so they can stop service. Here's one from Chuck Adams. He said, my wife and I have paid in full for a flight from San Francisco to Charles de Gaulle to go on a Norwegian cruise on May 19th. A flight from Paris to Nice on Air France for a cruise out of Monte Carlo to Dover with Seabourn on May 25th. Hey, I want to go with you. And hotels in Paris and Dover, as well as a transfer, blah, 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 blah. Here's his question. If the cruises are going to resume in 90 days, I expect to hear from Seabourn that their cruise is canceled and we will opt for a future credit for another cruise. But what about Air France, the hotels and the transfer? Of course, I will contact them, but I don't know what to expect. Well, here's what you didn't tell me. Did you book your airfare as part of an air sea package with the cruise line? If you did, then it's up to the cruise line to give you all that back. If you didn't, then it's a la carte time, and you're going to have to go knocking on every one of these doors, hotels, airline, transfer companies, buses, you name it. And remember, most of these people that you mentioned are not based in the United States. They may just try to say it's non-refundable and you can't get your money back. But I'm going to assume you paid with a credit card, and that kicks in again. First, go to the credit card issuer and protest the charge if they won't play games, or if they do play games, or if they won't play fair, I meant. These days they're playing games and they're not playing fair, so you figure it out. You get the point. And then copy me. But remember, you need to address each individual travel provider separately, because that's probably how you did it. Norwegian is another issue. And once again, I know you asked this in your email, will Norwegian go bankrupt? I'll give you the same answer I gave to everybody else. Going bankrupt does not mean ceasing operations. And as far as I'm concerned, the cruise ships and the cruise lines have a reasonably healthy balance sheet that will allow them to weather the storm, although they're not going to be making a lot of money this year, as in no money at all. They're taking a huge hit here. But if you're worried about whether the ship's going to sail in September and October, unless there's another outbreak of the virus, my intuitive guess would be saying yes. If your trip is in April or May or even in June, my guess is they're probably going to cancel. And then you have to determine whether you want the refund or the voucher. Here's one from John Payne. Okay, John, he says, he liked my last video and said, I started to listen. I was only looking for tips whether it would be safe to travel. You start at the macroeconomic level, and I don't have 16 minutes to learn whether you get to the practicalities of travel. Would it be helpful if that part's reducible to 50 words to have it in a written format? John, I think right about now, with all of us self-quarantined at home, take yourself away from the tube watching Wheel of Fortune, and you can spend 16 minutes with me. All right? Either that, or I charge for the word, and you won't like it. All right? All right. But thanks for your question. Stay with me. You'll learn something. Then here's one from Cindy Wesson, writes, or Wesson. Please advocate for the thousands of travel advisors who are classified as independent contractors. We gave back our commissions, and for the foreseeable future, we will have no income. We are excluded from collecting unemployment. We should be included at this time of a national pandemic. Thank you. I agree. This is exactly what I said in my last video. There are so many people here who come outside the umbrella of the people who really need the money. Getting a check for $1,200, supposedly to last you for, 8 weeks, given your other expenses and what's been mounting up since this started, is not going to be enough. My prediction is this $2.2 trillion package that Steve Mnuchin got the Democrats and Republicans to agree to is going to be the beginning of a $4.4 or a $6.6 trillion package, because, again, I don't call it a stimulus. I call it a basic recovery to get us somewhere back to where we can get in trouble all over again. So mark my words, I can't tell you when it's going to happen in the next 4 weeks, but they're going to have to go back to the well. And as it applies to you, I certainly hope they don't leave you out of this. Let me know, okay? Here's one. Look, let me put it to you in another way. We are all in this together. Some of us may be eligible for some money. Some of us may not. Some of us own small businesses. I have a production company. I have people I have to pay. Some of us may qualify under an SBA loan. Some of us may qualify for nothing because we make more than $150,000 a year, or we don't have a family of four. We won't get the $3,400. It's all good. Look, we're all doing this together. We're all learning about it at the same time. But my guess is, and I think I'm going to be right, what you're seeing now is just the beginning. So stick with me. There'll be more information coming. I'll be back to you tomorrow with more of your emails and hopefully answers that you can use. And as I always say, stay safe, stay healthy, and perhaps even most important, stay safe.
Hey, Prime members, Peter Greenberg here. You can listen to Eye on Travel ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today, and you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. And before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at Wondery.com.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister? Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.